Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you a story. It's a strange, fascinating, and awful tale. Staged in West Virginia during the 21st century, when they developed a unique craft, an art form of performance known as Appalachian Blackface. Appalachian Blackface was a spinoff of the minstrel shows of the 1800s, featuring working-class white men dressed up as plantation slaves. These white men imitated Negro music and dance forms in parodies known as old-time nigger shows, with colorful comic darkies, as they called them. The minstrel shows had by the 1840s become one of the central events in the culture of the Democratic Party.
There's many layers to this idea, but I'm looking at Appalachian Blackface in context of the old minstrel shows, where white Southerners predominantly would put court grease on their faces and sort of mimic and lampoon African Americans in very offensive type skits, and I'm using that parallel as sort of the catalyst to the poem, suggesting that in Appalachia, we are putting coal on our face, our politicians and other entities, to mimic in many ways the miner.
Appalachian Blackface, or the 21st century Appalachian minstrel shows, were set on the stage of West Virginia politics. The actors were male and female politicians, and the women actors of these minstrel shows, were celebrated. Never before in American history had Appalachian women had lead roles in minstrel productions. These shows crossed Republican and Democratic party lines.
The idea that they both were campaigning on very similar platforms that were pro-coal. You know, there's many other things I felt that the campaigns could have presented to the masses, to the people in commercials. I mean, it was guns and it was coal and it was guns and it was coal. And to me, they were just performing in sort of this theatrical, you know, this made up war on coal minstrel show. And we were celebrating them for being women. When male or female, you know, it's the same song and dance.
During campaign season, Appalachian Blackface actors would smear coal across their faces to blacken their skin as they mimicked the miners they hoped to represent. Appalachian Blackface performers, dressed in costumes of fine tailored suits, carried shotguns and pretended to be defensive soldiers in a theatrical war on coal. A fantasy created as a backdrop for their minstrel parodies that pretended to support miners and Appalachian communities.
This idea is so emotional and it invokes so much emotion that it's brilliant in terms of, you know, putting it as a backdrop, as a theater that gives you character, it gives you plot points, it gives you an enemy, and it gives you a hero. But I think there's many people out there that would agree with me in saying that there's no war on coal.
Just as the minstrel performers of the 1800s created songs and skits that mocked African Americans, so did Appalachian Blackface performers mock the intelligence of the region's people and the coal miners by promising them generations of jobs and health. Appalachian Blackface performers romanticized the plight of the miner with expressions of admiration, pretending to support the happy-go-lucky miner on the mountain, the dandified fool, often singing a traditional tune, "It's our way of life, of life. It's our way of life, of life."
We are part of the show. We're tap dancing and singing to entertain the entitled, right? Because we're so distracted in how the world sees us. It's always, why do you live there, right? Like, why in the world would you stay in Appalachia? Why would you live there? Because there's a very distorted lens about who we are and, you know, our lifestyle. And I think that is what hinders our growth. It's our perception. It's how people perceive us. It's the opportunity that doesn't exist here is what is what people think, because that's what we project, because we're so desperate. We have nothing else but coal. We have to fight for this coal. And therefore, that doesn't make us very attractive. Like, who would want to move their family to this, to a war zone?
Appalachian blackface performers with the muse of coal held true to the intent of the 1800 minstrel shows with their overt racial traditions of mocking the colored, the Negro, the black, the African American. They did this with a direct focus on portraying America's first black president, Barack Obama, as the ultimate fool, the ultimate enemy. He's not for us. They created parodies of the president in the hearts and minds of their audiences.
It's a delicate, delicate line in terms of how I see it and how many other people see it. But I do think that race and the president's race makes him a very easy target to steer a lot of emotions in a state that is predominantly white, that doesn't have a lot of diversity. I do think that part of the war on coal has positioned the enemy by leveraging undertones of racism.
The tradition presented a caricature of America's president as incompetent, the miners as desperate, the people of the land dependent. Sadly, Appalachian blackface did not slow down in the first 100 years of the 21st century. It left an enduring legacy that propagated Appalachian culture to international audiences through a distorted lens of exploitation for generations. Appalachian blackface cultivated a power movement that equally united and divided the region according to a new race they called coal.